Massachusetts lawmakers are considering a fundamental change to the way we vote for elected officials. Instead of the current up-or-down plurality system, voters will be allowed to rank the candidates, and their second and third choices could help decide the winner. It's called ranked choice voting, and supporters say it would ensure that elected officials have broad public support. But opponents say ranked choice voting would do more harm than good. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
Advocates of ranked choice voting say it could prevent a repeat of this.
Mayor Jaisal Correa greeting supporters with huge cheers. The embattled mayor will stay in office.
Last March, former Fall River Mayor Jaisal Correa lost a recall vote by 23 points. On the same ballot, Correa was allowed to run for re-election. And against four other candidates, he won with a little more than a third of the vote. Joe Pereira is an activist in Fall River who helped organize the recall against Correa and is now calling for ranked choice voting.
I think it would have been very clear that with 70% of the voters that night voting for recall, one would have to assume that that same 70% would have put Jaisal Correa at the bottom of the list.
Ranked choice voting is not a new idea. Cambridge has used ranked choice voting for municipal elections since 1941. Across the U.S., it's been adopted by more than a dozen communities, including New York City, where it will go into effect next year. Maine implemented it statewide in 2018, and several states are using it for this year's presidential primaries. Rob Ritchie heads the nonprofit Fair Vote, which is pushing for ranked choice voting nationally.
The goal is to make it more likely that your vote will count, and that governs the principle of how the tally is done. So your ballot goes all in with your first choice, but in the event that your first choice is not able to help elect that candidate, your ballot can go to a second backup choice.
Here's how ranked choice voting works. Picture a ballot with three candidates down the left-hand column and the numbers 1 through 3 across the top row. Your favorite candidate gets a mark in the 1 column, your second choice gets a mark in the 2 column, and if you want, you can make a third choice. The second and third choices only kick in when no candidate gets 50% in the first round. Massachusetts lawmakers are considering two bills. One would implement ranked choice voting for state, legislative, and congressional offices. The other would allow communities to use it for local races. State Rep. Andy Vargas of Haverhill is a key supporter. He points to the 2018 primary that led to the nomination of now Congresswoman Lori Trahan. With 10 candidates on the ballot, Trahan won with less than 22% of the vote. Vargas says ranked choice voting would require candidates to appeal to a broader base of voters.
Under a ranked choice voting system, now your political strategy changes, right? It's no longer about how do I speak to that 20% that I need to turn out, as opposed to, hey, I could be someone's second choice, I could be someone's third choice, first choice, so I have to speak to a wider base or electorate.
Supporters say that by ranking candidates, you can vote your conscience for a third-party candidate without fearing that you're throwing your vote away. But opponents say it's a recipe for trouble. The first big taste of the ranked choice system in Maine 2 years ago didn't end well for incumbent Republican Congressman Bruce Poliquin.
I got the most votes, 2,200 more votes than my other three liberal opponents, but the seat was awarded 9 days later after all this confusion to the individual who came in second.
Poliquin got more number one votes than Democrat Jared Golden, but he didn't reach the 50% threshold. So voters' subsequent choices came into play. Eventually, Golden surpassed Poliquin and won. Poliquin says ranked choice voting was established by out-of-state liberals looking to, quote, stack the deck and secure power for Democrats in Maine. Jason Sorens is a political scientist at St. Anselm College in New Hampshire. He backs Poliquin's claim that ranked choice is more likely to favor Democrats. Sorens argues that's because more third-party voters lean toward the left.
And there really aren't any strong conservative third parties. So ranked choice voting, by eliminating the spoiler problem, makes it so that those green voters can also cast a vote for Democrats. And there's no compensating advantage in most places for Republicans.
Other opponents of ranked choice voting say it's confusing and complicated, and it was vetoed twice in California by Democratic governors. The Mass Fiscal Alliance is the most vocal opponent of ranked choice voting in Massachusetts. The group's spokesman, Paul Craney, says the system is unfair because it forces voters to conduct theoretical head-to-head matchups when ranking candidates.
Runoff elections would work fine, where there would be a second election day and the highest two vote-getters would advance to that. That allows the voters the ability, which ranked choice or instant runoff voting doesn't allow you, to have an understanding of who the final two are, to make the determinations.
But proponents of ranked choice voting say runoff elections not only cost more money, but also result in lower turnout. Erin O'Brien, a professor of political science at UMass Boston, says she welcomes a system that allows voters to express more nuance at the ballot box. And she thinks ranked choice could lead to less negative campaigning.
It gets harder to get personal. If you talk trash about me, my cousin's less apt to vote for you. But if you bring up some substantive issues, my cousin's like, well, you know, they just disagreed. You're not a bad person. I'll put you second.
But O'Brien recognizes some stand to lose from the new proposed system.
It changes the rules of the game. And when you change the rules of the game, those that are currently benefiting from it are the ones who tend to try to hold on to the existing game.
If lawmakers don't act on ranked choice voting, it could come before Massachusetts voters as a ballot question in November. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.